from the Get Woke, Go Broke file. Because, you know, everybody hates white men. And in marketing, everybody knows this, right? Except there's one problem, Lee.
Okay, what would that be?
Men in general make up roughly 50% of the population, right? So if your marketing strategy involves the message that men suck, like right off the bat, you're going to offend, you know, roughly half the population. And I don't know who these marketing geniuses are who thought this was a good strategy, but there are some out there. Well, Gillette is learning after their $12 billion toxic masculinity disaster that perhaps when you sell razors to men, a good message is not that men suck and are all sexist pigs and bullies and violent stalkers and abusers. Remember the Procter & Gamble Gillette razor ads?
Oh, yeah.
Trashing men as violent stalkers and abusers. And somehow they thought that the best way to promote their product was to attack their base and highlight toxic masculinity, whatever that is. And remember they did those, the commercial of the 43 abusive males in their ad, 42 were white, 7 out of 8 of the hero men in the ad were black. Well, that's a problem if you want to sell your razors to all men. While the all that wokeness did not pay off for Gillette, Gillette lost $8 billion in the second quarter, and now they're sorry. They're really sorry that they labeled their customers as sexist pigs. Have been the best strategy.
Stockholders are sorry too.
Yeah, they're sorry too. So they are. That was the second quarter. It appears they are now up to a total of $12 billion in losses since the ad campaign. And their new message is something like this. Hey, guys, come back. You know, that whole thing where we called you sexist pigs and your son's rapist in training. Well, we were kidding. We were kidding. Please buy our razors again.
By the way, the the ad agency may be looking for another account, too, now.
Yeah. No word on that.
Yeah.
See, because if I was going to buy Gillette stock, I would want to know that the entire ad department had been fired. Like, that way I could feel good about it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, listen to this. This is from news.com. .au. It's basically the Wire website for Australia. I don't know why it ran there, but it did. Razor brand Gillette says it is, quote, shifting the spotlight from social issues to local heroes after an ad delving into toxic masculinity caused a customer backlash. Who saw that coming, right?
Yeah, really.
The next ad, which launched last week, stars Australian firefighter and personal trainer Ben Ziekenhuyer. I've been a firefighter for 19 years, Mr. Ziekenhuyer says in the ad. In January, Gillette sparked an online firestorm and boycott threats with an ad about the hashtag MeToo movement, challenging men to shave their toxic masculinity. The ad, which depicted various scenes of men bullying and catcalling women, asked, is this the best a man can get? Is it? The We Believe ad was labeled by some in the media as an attack on men, you think? Anyway, others praised the brand for starting a conversation, which apparently cost $12 billion now.
I could start a conversation for a lot less money.
Yes. In May, Gillette followed up with an ad featuring a father teaching his transgender son how to shave for the first time.
Well, the only problem I have, though, is when people usually use that phrase, we need to start a conversation. It's something they want to tell me, not anything they want to hear from me about.
No. They don't want you to be part of the conversation because
exactly.
You are the problem. And yeah. So your job is to shut up
yeah. And
listen to whatever crazy thing that they have to say. Well, the men involved here said, oh, heck no. So that's how that went. So anyway, Gillette would like you to come back and they want you to know that they don't really think you're a potential rapist.
I'm still pretty enamored with my Harry's razor, so.
Yeah. So there you go. That's the end of that.
Of course, then I think they got bought by somebody, though, didn't they?
Yeah, Harry's got bought. I forget who they got bought by.
I can't remember who bought them, but anyway.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Anyway, the advertising agency that handles Harry's has always been a big fan of the show. So I always appreciate their support. But anyway, so here we go. Meanwhile, I don't know what to make of this, Lee. I cannot tell the story without cracking up, though. And I don't know what the truth of the incident is. I'm sure there's more of it, right? But here's the Greenville News' version.
Okay.
You heard about the 75-year-old man at the Standpipe Family Restaurant in Belton.
Oh, okay.
Bobby Ray Phillips. He's got he's hard of hearing, and he's got a fake leg.
Okay.
You know, and so he's in a wheelchair.
I wouldn't say it's a fake leg. It is an artificial or
Thank
prosthesis.
You. That's the word I'm looking for. It's Friday, Lee. I'm fried.
Okay.
bear with me. Big words like that, you just, whatever. Anyway, Shockley, this guy, the Belton Police Corporal Thaddeus Shockley, as the story goes, went into the restroom at the restaurant.
Yes.
And the 75-year-old patron, Bobby Ray Phillips, was seated at a table near the restroom. Well, apparently, when Shockley came out of the restroom, he did not shut the door, and he left the door open.
Okay.
And it stank.
Okay.
So you know how you get to be about 75? And this is one of the things I love about old people. They just don't give a damn anymore. They don't. And you know what? I think I'm probably going to be that way.
I reached that point at 45.
Have you? Did you really? Yeah, you just don't care.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm old. Shoot me. So he pointed out to the Belton police corporal that he had left a nasty smell and could he please close the door? You know?
Right.
Well, the corporal did not appreciate that. He said, you left the door open. I'm eating here. Anyway, Shockley, in his police report, said that Phillips declined to show his ID and declined to go outside. Shockley wrote that he attempted to assist Phillips, but he held onto his wheelchair and became defiant. Phillips admits he was loud, but he says that's because of his hearing difficulties.
Oh, okay.
He says, I always yell at people,
yeah.
But does not believe he was aggressive or did anything wrong to warrant being put in handcuffs and being ticketed. That's a $257 ticket for disorderly conduct.
It sounds, there's got to be more to that.
See, I'm wondering about that, and so I want to leave, I kind of have an open mind here. I'm not sure. The problem is, Lee, I don't know that there'll be a SLED investigation of this one.
Let's hope not.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, though. Here is a restaurant patron who simply is objecting to the odoriferous officers or deputies, officers, you know, remains that he allowed to go on, and he gets arrested. But yet in New York or Philly, they can throw water and food at officers and deputies and nothing happens.
Yeah, there's got to be a happy medium.
Yeah,
there,
I mean, come on.
You know, I would think.
We've got to reach a middle ground here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm as a private citizen, I would probably have probably accommodated the elder gentleman's request. Of course, by that time, odor had left the barn, so to speak.
It's too late, right?
Yeah.
You know, I actually had people in text line earlier going, why wasn't the officer's video cam on? You know, like his body cam?
Do you really want to see that?
I was like, thank God it wasn't on,
yes,
you know?
Exactly. Please, there are some, there is an on off switch for that, and for good reason.
For good reason, yeah. Yes, absolutely.
I forgot what the code is for a restroom break, but yeah.
Well, apparently there was another woman there, Ms. Young, who saw the confrontation as it unfolded between the corporal, the police corporal there in Belton, and this elderly man, and he told her that he, to turn off her phone and not record it. You can record. Police.
Yes.
You absolutely can. They have no right to make you turn it off.
No.
And he apparently threatened to take her phone. So she turned it off. You do not. I just know that being a journalist, you do not have to do that if you're in public. And,
if you're in public, no, you do not have to do that. I'm not trying to be defiant here, but that's
right.
Your right. You know,
and
because that's public.
Officer has no right to take it. An officer should know that and comport themselves. See there, I used a big word.
Yes.
In accordance. With that. So there's only like 11 seconds of video. So a 12-second video taken by the restaurant patron Cindy Young. Shockley, the corporal, can be seen interacting with Phillips, using the word handcuff before turning to Young, saying, ma'am, I do not need to take that phone from you. Young said no and shut off her phone. Young said she was intimidated by the officer and didn't want to be arrested or have her phone seized. Phillips and Young said Phillips was handcuffed and released at least four times, twice in the restaurant, twice outside. But Shockley's report makes no mention of Phillips being handcuffed, so it's his word against theirs, I guess.
Yeah.
Police Chief Robert Young, no relation to Christie. Hell, it's Belton. It's not a big town.
Now, Tara, come on now.
No, you know, I love Belton.
Okay.
Oh, it's beautiful out there.
Yes, it is.
It is nothing but rolling hills, peace and prosperity. So the Police Chief Robert Young says, the officer requesting someone to stop filming them can be problematic. He said he's not had an opportunity to debrief Shockley, who was on vacation, but he expected to get more details. So an internal investigation has been started. And Can you imagine? How embarrassing. You know?
What, for the gentleman or for the officer?
Yeah, but so we now have people on the text line suggesting we arm the members of the Belton Police Force with poo-pourri.
There you go.
You know, solve this because you know what I mean? Give peace a chance.
So you got your gun, your taser, your cuffs, and your poo-pourri.
Yeah.
That's going to be a busy utility belt there, isn't it?
I don't mean to laugh, but I can't help it. Texter is, hey, Tara, since you know Governor Mark Sanford, if he gets elected again, will he hike to Argentina again? Thanks, Thomas. Oh, heck, there's no telling. Texter writes, amazing that bad corporal in Belton was put on a mandatory vacation. Was he? I don't know. I haven't seen that in the media. It just says he was on vacation. Tara, Texter writes, Pepe Le Pew. I smell a skunk. Another Texter writes, Lee, it's called a courtesy flush. Another Texter writes, maybe some of us more serious people want to know why when the officer attempted to arrest the wheelchair-bound man, he didn't turn on the camera, you know, while he's conducting the arrest. All right. Fair point. Texter writes, $100 on this one, says Shockley, the Belton police corporal. Was in the wrong, just abusing that power, and I'm not one to say that often, but this is that case. Another Texter writes, let's charge Corporal Shockley with attempted kidnapping for trying to force or assist a law-abiding citizen to the parking lot against his will. Texter writes, the old man embarrassed the stinky officer. This is a case of, quote, get back, unquote. Texter writes, Tim Scott is our senator. Tim Scott speaking at the West Spartanburg NAACP fundraiser October 5th. That speaks volumes. Another Texter writes, nice to know the white male. Oh, this is about the $12 billion with a B, billion-dollar loss Gillette has now taken thanks to those anti-toxic masculinity commercials it ran earlier this year, bashing men. Texter writes, nice to know the white male consumer dollars still carry some weight despite our sexist, racist, homophobic, xenophobic supreme self. The Texter writes, Andrew McCabe has been hired by CNN. Yeah, I know. I saw that. This is sickening, folks. It's sickening. I mean, right now, as it stands in this country, and there's no evidence this is going to change anytime soon, I mean, I'm beginning to get frustrated with Bill Barr. He looks like he's taking the Christopher Wray route. You know, pretend to be on the side of truth, the American way, and justice, then disappear into your agency, the FBI or the DOJ, and proceed to undermine the very laws that you swore to uphold. I mean, look, I don't know that. But I mean, Andrew McCabe, folks, Andrew McCabe was the acting director of the FBI for a while, and he is a criminal. It's really simple. I mean, he is currently under grand jury investigation, which, of course, qualifies him to comment on CNN, right? And he's not even under grand jury investigation for what he should be under grand jury investigation for. That's the outrage. I mean, the guy, it exhausts me to even tell the story anymore. It's so outrageous. I mean, the guy was at the time investigating when he was the acting director of the FBI. He was investigating Hillary Clinton and her chief fundraiser, Tony Podesta, and he was also investigating Terry McAuliffe, her other chief fundraiser. McAuliffe was the governor of Virginia at the time. And he literally, while he personally was in charge of the investigation, in addition to being director of the FBI, he was personally in charge of the McAuliffe investigation. So what does he do? Remember this? He takes his wife, who's running for office in where again? Oh, yeah, Virginia. To McAuliffe's office while he is investigating him for crimes. To ask for donations for his wife. I mean, the FBI in the modern era, I mean, they don't even try to hide the bribes. I mean, he was listed on Governor McAuliffe's schedule, which is public. McAuliffe, a Clinton fundraiser, immediately provided $750,000 worth of cash from various sources. And his fool idiot wife still lost the race. McAuliffe got off scot-free, as would be expected. I mean, for $750,000, I would expect to get off scot-free, too. I mean, what do you got to pay, right? Just really frustrating. And this is the guy who, remember in Andy's office, they hatched the insurance policy against Trump? And we're just watching him. We're watching him walk around. We're watching him walk free. And now he's got a gig at CNN. which is what you get in America when you break the law. They always take care of their own. Texter writes, why don't all criminals end up working at the Criminal News Network, CNN? Oh, I think they all will eventually. I mean, yeah, folks, okay, let me explain. This would be like if we hired the Watergate burglary crew to comment on law enforcement matters on CNN. It wasn't CNN during Watergate, but it'd be the equivalent. Suppose ABC had hired them. Well, we want to get an in-depth look into the Watergate situation and crime in general in the political class. Let's hire the burglary crew. They'd know. Yeah, them. Aren't they criminals? No, of course not. Texter writes, Tara, have you read the globalism article on the American Greatness website? Your kind of article. Yes, it's awesome. Well, you want me to read it live on the air? I actually thought about that. I don't know. I'll think about it. It's kind of long. That's the thing. Texter writes, I didn't know Barney Fife moved to Belton, so hilarious. Another texter writes, some people just can't fade away into the sunset, can they? Well, I mean, he needs to get paid. I mean, he's got to pay the team of attorneys he has keeping him out of prison. Yeah, because no, if you make Hillary look bad and you end up in prison, you know what happens. Don't you? I wouldn't want to risk it if it were me. David Koch is dead at the age of 79. You've probably seen the breaking news. Very successful businessman. Built an empire with his brother. Probably did more to destroy the sovereignty and the future of freedom in this country than any single individual I can think of besides George Soros. The Koch money has been an absolute cancer and poison on the Republican Party. I mean, I can't describe it any other way. They were open advocates for the end of sovereignty, open borders, the melding of Mexico and Canada into one super state that would be ruled by a foreign body. The Koch money was the largest driving force behind Obama trade, which literally would have taken one of the most important functions of Congress as doled out in the Constitution, which was the regulation of trade across state borders in our country, and would have removed it from the hands of Congress permanently and put it in the hands of foreign unelected bureaucrats from everywhere, from Vietnam to Australia. We'd get one member on the board. Thanks, guys. And these people in this agreement, the Obama trade agreement, would have been given the right immediately to rewrite the charter, giving themselves more power, taking it straight out of the Constitution. So David Koch's legacy is one of poison, and it's an absolute disaster for our country. And I mean, if you want to know why things in this country have not felt right since about the year 2000, it's because the Republicans stopped being an opposition party, and they were paid to shut their mouths, at least, and at best go along with what the Democrats want. And a lot of that money was Koch money. And I believe, I think the Kochs passed themselves off as Republicans. I think they were open borders liberals. But I also think that they were big multinational owners and it benefited them to have open borders. So there's still one brother left. You're still going to see the Koch poison poured into elections in a way that undermines the voters. I mean, if you want to know, Lee, and I mean, this is just my opinion, I'm going to tell it to you straight. If you want to know why the political class stopped listening to voters and seems to answer only to a few people on K Street, despite polls on the immigration agenda showing over 60% support for Trump, you could take a good look at the Koch money. That and the Soros money has just polluted politics. So that's his legacy. Trading the sovereignty, the beauty, the freedoms of this country for a couple of quarters of good profits. And I would love to see their money out of politics. I absolutely was. It was complete poison. And the way that the Kochs began in this era, along with the Chamber of Commerce, which they are also very powerful within, and the Business Roundtable, to control politics was through fear. And so, you know, as Politico said, you know, the average poured in by the open borders lobby to most races in the primary at the primary level was about $500,000. We saw that in Ralph Norman's race. $500,000 used against him in the primary and poured into, you know, electing Tommy Pope. And it goes two ways. You can support the open borders lobby and defy over 60% of the general population, over 80% of Republican voters, and be for open borders. And you can get the money. Or you can openly defy them, and they will use that money against you. Your choice. And so, you know, at best, people in the Republican Party, however they feel about open borders, were lulled into silence because they didn't want that, you know, that cannon aimed at them, that Coke money. It was a disaster. And the Kochs really came to power through the Bushes, who used their money and the Chamber's money and other folks' money to, you know, in exchange for pushing the open borders agenda and leaving our borders essentially wide open at their command. They got supremacy within the Republican Party in a lock, tight, controlled hold on it. That was the deal with the devil that Bush made, and why we are in the situation we are in today. It started in the Bush. It started definitely during the Bush presidency. So that's David Koch's legacy. They'll tell you other nice things about him, but probably won't mention that. But that Koch money is pure poison. And for too long, our leaders, both Democrat and Republican, have answered to the Kochs and not to the voters out of total terror of what the Kochs would do to them in a primary. And you want to know how it happened and why it doesn't seem like politicians listen to you? It's because they're scared to death of this money, which still pollutes politics today. So that's where we are.
Well, it's just interesting to see that sometimes money doesn't necessarily buy that victory.
No, and I don't think they have to buy victory. I think they just buy fear. You'll keep your mouth shut, which is what most of the Republican Party does. I mean, we pointed out so often on the show, wow, look at that great opportunity to show how the Democrats have really harmed this country, and yet there's not a peep. I mean, let's just look at this week, for instance. I mean, you want to talk about what does Koch money buy? What does Chamber of Commerce money buy? What does Business Roundtable money buy? What does it buy? I mean, you want to talk about a political opportunity to bury your enemies and educate the American public. A logical choice this week would have been a press conference. Oh, hey, guess what? The Obama administration stopped DNA testing at the border because it was catching too many criminals.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process, I mean, and it's not, this is not like was their choice to DNA test. Federal law mandated it.
Yeah.
They broke the law to help criminals, Arriba, on delay, right into this country. I mean, and so those DNA samples that, you know, they were testing illegals at the border before they did catch and release, which is another abomination of law. Those, you know, DNA samples were run against the FBI database. They were run against international databases, criminal and terrorist. I mean, so, and the testing stopped. That's pure coke right there. K-O-C-H, pure coke. I mean, that's how radical it got. I mean, and again, I point out, you know, I mean, Representative Jeff Duncan's bill. Hey, you know what? If people are here on a visa and they're on the terror watch list, or they're here illegally and they're on the terror watch list, let's deport them. And people were so terrified of that Koch money, of that chamber money, that bill ground to a halt in committee. It was blocked from coming out of committee. I mean, they had people so, that you know, our Congress members so terrified of appearing to be anti-illegal immigrant, anti-criminal illegal immigrant, anti-terrorist illegal immigrant, anti-multiple murderer illegal immigrant, anti-serial rapist illegal immigrant. They, I mean, you couldn't even appear to want to stop the most violent people on earth from crossing our border. That's the poison. I mean, this is a slam dunk. You hold up, you're the Republican leadership, you hold a press conference, Lee, and you tell the people what Obama did. You tell the people what the Democrat agenda looks like, and they're terrified to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to get politically assassinated in their next primary by the Kochs.
Well, thankfully, there are few, and unfortunately, very few that
very few.
Are not tainted by that. And I think one of our congressmen, Jeff Duncan, I think Ralph Norman's one. I think you've got Mark Meadows in North Carolina to some degree, Jim Jordan in Ohio, Louie Gohmert in Texas. You've got a few. And Senator Rand Paul as well.
And I think those guys are just beyond the reach of the Koch money.
Yeah.
They are so, you know, well-known and personally popular in their districts that $500,000 Koch lies coming in here is not going to take them out. But they even tread lightly to some degree because why bring it on, you know? And, I mean, it's got to stop. And if you, again, want to know where the lawlessness is coming from, that's where. Soros, Koch, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and the Business Roundtable. Entities have done more damage to this country than I would argue even the British managed to do. They it's bad news. So I'm not going to pretend this is a sad thing because It's not.
So on that note, have a great weekend, Tara.
Yeah, no, I mean, I know it's going to be a weekend of eulogizing Coke on Fox where their brands advertise and pretending this was a good person. And he wasn't. Not for this country. Texter writes, wow, Tara, I'm not trying to give you a big head, but never stop telling the truth. We do not answer to God, and we do answer to God, and we'll stand before him one day. Texter writes, thank you, Tara. Have a blessed weekend. Another texter writes, every single illegal immigrant is a criminal. Every single one. Come on, illegal criminal. It's not rocket surgery. Another texter writes, that's why you're number one. You just dropped a truth bomb on that man. Look, I don't want to say something bad about a person who died. Mr. Coke may be a fine man in his own life. I'm sure beloved by his family. But I'm going to have to sit through a weekend of eulogizing him on Fox News. And he was absolute black death to freedom and sovereignty in this country. I mean, I cannot more adequately describe the environment of terror that he created in the political class. Just absolute opposition to borders and sovereignty and the Constitution, which they did everything they could to upend. So they could control it through Obama trade. I mean, let's go back to, I mean, this just came out. There's more evidence that what I tell you, I'm usually way ahead of the crew because I follow this stuff closely. Headline, Trump Immigration Director Ken Cuccinelli blames who? Ratfink. Paul Ryan for blocking the GOP immigration plan so he could pass amnesty. You know, everything that's going on the border right now, Trump having to come up with these fixes, having to get the Mexican military to do the job on the border, all of that, the catch and release could have been ended. The ridiculous Obama amnesty and catch and release could have been ended with the Goodlatte bill. And we had members of Congress, including Jeff Duncan, Massey, and others come on this show and say, look, we got the votes for it. We have the votes for it out here on the floor. We can stop, because remember, Republicans controlled the Congress. They could have stopped it. We don't have to have a flood at the border. We don't need to be letting illegal immigrant two-time serial rapists cross the border with no DNA testing and just let them go. We don't have to do it. All we had to do was pass the Goodlatte bill. It would have fixed all those loopholes. Paul Ryan blocked it. He took a ton of Coke money. They were paid by the Cokes for lawlessness or looking the other way. When lawlessness occurred. This is why. I mean, you want to talk about, again, slam dunk, right? You want to knock your political enemies to your knees. Make the Democrats answer for the Obama administration, including high-ranking officials Janet Napolitano and Eric Holder, the attorney general of this country, quietly, secretly ending DNA testing before catch and release at our border of illegal immigrants. I read you a partial list of just some of those, just an example of what was let in here. They let in cartel members. They let in hitmen. They let in murderers. They let in a two-time rapist. They let in a guy wanted for homicide in Denver. They let in child sex offenders. It was not an accident. None of it was an accident. 20% of the people come over that border have criminal records either from their country or ours. We've deported them before. And they knew it. They didn't want to send one in five back. So they stopped the DNA testing. And then they made it a secret. Trump just found out about it this week. A secret still being kept by the Department of Homeland Security that they, I mean, we have a Department of Homeland Security that was paid by the Koch brothers. The Congress members were paid to directly undermine our Homeland Security. That's the Koch legacy. Mayhem. Murder. Rape. Terror. And an absolute outright assault on sovereignty. I'm not trying to be mean. That's history. That's American history. It's what it is. I wish I could change it. I wish it wasn't so, but it's. It is so. And on that note, been a little heavy here in this hour, but we did have a fun Friday today at others' expense as often. Have a great weekend.